7814. Exodus 12. The Doctrine of Charity. Man has been so created that he can look upward, or above himself, and can also look downward, or below himself. To look above himself is to look to his neighbor, to his country, to the church, to heaven, especially to the Lord. But to look below himself is to look to the earth, to the world, and especially to himself. 7815. That to look to his neighbor, to his country, and to the church is to look above himself, is because this is to look to the Lord. For the Lord is in charity, and it is of charity to look to the neighbor, to one's country, and to the church, that is, to will well to them. But they look below themselves who turn themselves away from these, and will well only to themselves. 7816. To look above oneself is to be uplifted by the Lord. For no one can look above himself, unless he is uplifted by him who is above. But to look below himself is of man, because then he does not suffer himself to be uplifted. 7817. They who are in the good of charity and of faith look above themselves, because they are uplifted by the Lord. But they who are not in the good of charity and of faith look below themselves, because they are not uplifted by the Lord. Man looks below himself when he turns the influx of truth and good from the Lord to himself. He who turns to himself the good and truth flowing in from the Lord sees himself and the world before him, and does not see the Lord with his good and truth, because they are behind him, and therefore come into such obscurity to him that he cares nothing for them, and at last he denies them. 7818. By looking above self and below self is meant to have as the end, or to love above all things. Thus, by looking above self is meant to have as the end, or to love above all things, what is of the Lord in heaven. And by looking below self is meant to have as the end, or to love above all things, what is of self and the world. The interiors of man also actually turn themselves to where the love turns itself. 7819. The man who is in the good of charity and faith loves also himself and the world, but no otherwise than as the means to an end are loved. The love of self with him looks to the love of the Lord, for he loves himself as a means to the end that he may serve the Lord. And the love of the world with him looks to the love of the neighbor, for he loves the world as a means for the sake of the end that he may be of service to the neighbor. When therefore the means is loved for the sake of the end, it is not the means that is loved, but the end. 7820. From this, it can be seen that they who are in worldly glory, that is, in eminence and opulence above others, can look above themselves to the Lord equally as can those who are not in eminence and opulence. For they look above themselves when they regard eminence and opulence as means and not as the end. 7821. To look above self is proper to man, but to look below self is proper to beasts. From this it follows that insofar as a man looks below himself or downward, so far he is a beast, and also so far is an image of hell, and that insofar as he looks above himself or upward, so far he is a man, and also so far is an image of the Lord. Exodus 12:1. And Jehovah said unto Moses and unto Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, 2. This month is to you the head of the months. This is the first to you in the months of the year. 3. Speak ye unto all the assemblage of Israel, saying, In the tenth of this month they shall take to them every one a lamb for the house of his fathers, a lamb for the house. 4. And if the house is too little for a lamb, then let him take he and his neighbor near unto his house in the number of the souls. Every one for the mouth of his eating shall ye count for the lamb. 5. A lamb unblemished, a male, a son of a year shall be for you. Ye shall take it from the lambs and from the she-goats. 6. And it shall be for you to be kept even unto the 14th day of this month. And the whole congregation of the assemblage of Israel shall kill it between the two evenings. 7. And they shall take of the blood, and put it upon the two posts, and upon the lintel, upon the houses in which they shall eat it. 8. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and things unleavened. Upon things bitter they shall eat it. 9. Eat ye not of it raw, and by boiling boiled in water, but roast with fire, its head upon its legs, and upon its midst. 10. And ye shall not leave of it until the morning, and that which is left of it, until the morning ye shall burn with fire. 11. And thus shall ye eat it, your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. This is the Passover of Jehovah. 12. And I will pass through the land of Egypt in that night, and I will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man and even unto beast. And on all the gods of Egypt I will do judgments. I am Jehovah. 13. And the blood shall be to you for a sign upon the houses where ye are. And I shall see the blood, and I will pass over you. And there shall not be in you a plague for a destroyer when I smite the land of Egypt. 14. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial, and ye shall keep it a feast to Jehovah in your generations. Ye shall keep it by an eternal statute. 15. 7 days shall ye eat unleavened things. Even on the first day ye shall cause leaven to cease from your houses. For everyone that eateth what is leavened, from the first day until the seventh day, even that soul shall be cut off from Israel. 16. And there shall be for you in the first day a holy convocation, and in the seventh day a holy convocation. No work shall be done in them, save that which every soul must eat. This only shall be done by you. 17. And ye shall observe the unleavened things, because in this same day I have brought your armies out of the land of Egypt. And ye shall keep this day in your generations by an eternal statute. 18. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, ye shall eat unleavened things, until the 21st day of the month, in the evening. 19. 7 days leaven shall not be found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, even that soul shall be cut off from the assemblage of Israel, in the sojourner, and in the native of the land. 20. Ye shall eat nothing leavened. In all your dwellings ye shall eat things unleavened. 21. And Moses called all the elders of Israel, and said unto them, Draw ye forth, and take you an animal of the flock according to your families, and kill ye the Passover. 22. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin. And ye shall touch the lintel and the two posts with the blood that is in the basin. And no one of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning. 23. And Jehovah will pass through to inflict a plague on Egypt. And he will see the blood upon the lintel and upon the two posts. And Jehovah will pass over the door, and will not allow the destroyer to come unto your houses to inflict a plague. 24. And ye shall keep this word for a statute to thee and to thy sons forever. 25. And it shall be that when ye shall come unto the land which Jehovah will give you, as he hath spoken, that ye shall keep this service. 26. And it shall be, when your sons shall say unto you, What is this service to you? 27. That ye shall say, This is the sacrifice of the Passover to Jehovah, in that he passed over the houses of the sons of Israel in Egypt, when he inflicted a plague on Egypt, and liberated our houses, and the people bent itself and bowed itself. 28. And the sons of Israel went, and they did as Jehovah commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. 29. And it came to pass at midnight that Jehovah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh about to sit upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the house of the pit, and all the firstborn of beast. 30. And Pharaoh rose up in that night, and all his servants, and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, because there was not a house where there was not one dead. 31. And he called Moses and Aaron in the night, and said, Rise up, go ye out from the midst of my people, both ye and the sons of Israel, and go serve Jehovah, according to your speaking. 32. Also your flocks, also your herds, take ye, as ye spoke, and go, and bless me also. 33. And Egypt was strong upon the people, hastening to send them out of the land. For they said, We be all dead. 34. And the people carried their dough before it was leavened, their kneading troughs bound up in their clothes upon their shoulder. 35. And the sons of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they asked of the Egyptians vessels of silver, and vessels of gold, and garments. 36. And Jehovah gave the people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians, and they lent to them. And they spoiled the Egyptians. 37. And the sons of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men, besides Babe. 38. And a great mixed multitude also went up with them, and flock and herd, a very great acquisition. 39. And they baked the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt into unleavened cakes, for it had not been leavened, because they were driven out of Egypt and could not tarry, and moreover they had not prepared for themselves any provision for the journey. 40. And the dwelling of the sons of Israel, which they dwelt in Egypt, was 30 years and 400 years. 41. And it was at the end of the 30 years and 400 years, even it was in this same day, all the armies of Jehovah went forth from the land of Egypt. 42. A night of watches is this to Jehovah, for leading them forth from the land of Egypt. This is that night of watches to Jehovah for all the sons of Israel unto their generations. 43. And Jehovah said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the statute of the Passover. No son of an alien shall eat of it. 44. And every man's servant that is bought with silver, when thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat of it. 45. A lodger and a hireling shall not eat of it. 46. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not bring out of the flesh abroad from the house, and ye shall not break a bone in it. 47. All the assemblage of Israel shall perform it. 48. And when a sojourner shall sojourn with thee, and performeth the Passover to Jehovah, every male of his shall be circumcised, and then let him come near to perform it, and he shall be as a native of the land, and no uncircumcised person shall eat of it. 49. One law shall there be for the native, and for the sojourner that sojourneth in the midst of you. 50. And all the sons of Israel did as Jehovah commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. 51. And it was in the same day that Jehovah led forth the sons of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their armies. Asterisk the word lamb here must be understood to mean the young of both sheep and goats, as defined in verse 5, and also by Swedenborg himself in. Thus, it is either a lamb or a kid. We have no word in English that will precisely render either the Hebrew term or the Latin one. In verse, however, the word lambs, near the end of the verse, is agnus in the Latin and kives in the Hebrew, and thus is correctly rendered lambs, reviser. Asterisk, asterisk, Latin capra, Hebrew as a she-goat, the mother being taken for her little one. Both kids and she-goats signify the innocence of the external or natural man, thus the truth and the good of innocence. Reviser. 7830. Speak ye unto all the assemblage of Israel, saying, that this signifies influx along with the informing of all who are of the spiritual church, is evident from the signification of to speak as being influx, and also information, namely, about the things to be observed when they are being liberated, as is evident from what follows, and from the signification of the assemblage of Israel as being all truths and goods in the complex. For by the assemblage of Israel are meant all the tribes, that is, all things of truth and good, or all things of faith and charity. And because these things are signified, therefore by the assemblage of Israel are signified those who are of the spiritual church, for truths and goods make the church. 7831. In the 10th of this month, that this signifies a state of initiation of the interiors, is evident from the signification of the 10th, namely, day, as being the state of the interiors. For by day is signified state, and by 10 are signified remains, that is, truths and goods stored up by the Lord in the interiors of man, and as remains are in the interiors, and by them man is prepared and initiated to receive good and truth from the Lord. Therefore, by the 10th day is here signified a state of initiation of the interiors. By a month is signified an entire state from its beginning to its end, thus the whole state of liberation which is signified by the Passover and the complex. From all this, it is evident that by, in the 10th of this month, is signified a state of initiation of the interiors. This state, namely, of the initiation of the interiors, was from the 10th day of that month even to the 14th day thereof, within which days the paschal lamb was to be kept. By the paschal animal is signified the good of innocence, which is the inmost. Thus it is signified that this inmost, together with the interiors in which it is, should meanwhile be secluded and withheld from such things as defile. This state is a state of initiation of the interiors, that is, of preparation to receive the influx of good and truth from the Lord. This is the holy thing which is contained in these words. For without something holy stored up within, it would not have been commanded that in the 10th day of the month, the paschal animal should be taken, and should be kept even to the 14th day, nor that afterward it should be killed between the evenings, and should be eaten roast with fire, not boiled with water, that they should not leave anything of it until the morning, that they should burn what was left with fire, that they should not break a bone of it, and other particulars, which everyone who ponders upon it may know must involve holy things hitherto unknown to anyone, and that these holy things are spiritual things, which are of the church and of heaven, and which relate to the divine, from which every detail of the word has come down. 7832. They shall take to them everyone a lamb. That this signifies in respect to innocence is evident from the signification of a lamb, or a she-goat, here meant by the lamb as being innocence, a lamb, the innocence of the interior man, and a she-goat, the innocence of the exterior man. Asterisk the word lamb here from this. It is now evident why it was commanded them to take to them every man a lamb for the house of his fathers, a lamb for a house. 7834. And if the house is too little for a lamb, that this signifies if the particular good is not sufficient for innocence, is evident from the signification of a house as being a particular good, from the signification of being too little as not being sufficient, and from the signification of a lamb as being innocence. 7835. Then shall he and his neighbor near unto his house take. That this signifies conjunction with the nearest good of truth, is evident from the signification of taking, namely, with his near neighbor one lamb together, as being conjunction, and from the signification of a neighbor near unto his house, as being the nearest good of truth, that a near neighbor denotes what is nearest is manifest, and that house denotes good, see above, it is said, the good of truth, because those who are of the spiritual church are treated of, with whom is the good of truth. For the good of truth is truth in will and act. For when the truth of faith is received along with the affection of charity, it is implanted in the interiors of the mind. And when the truth is reproduced, the affection also to which the truth was adjoined is reproduced, and appears under the aspect of good. Hence it is that the good of this church is the good of truth, which is also called spiritual good. 7836. In the number of the souls, everyone for the month of his eating asterisk shall ye count for the Lamb, that this signifies thus the filling up of the good, conformably to the innocence, from so many truths of good, according to the appropriation of the innocence, is evident from the signification of the number of the souls as being so many truths of good. For number in the word is predicated of truth, and soul of spiritual good, from the signification of for the mouth of his eating, as being according to the appropriation of it, and from the signification of a lamb as being innocence. The filling up of the good conformably to the innocence is signified by taking from the house of a near neighbor such a number as may be sufficient for the lamb. That house denotes good, it is said, the truth of good, and by this is meant the truth which is from good. For when they who are of the spiritual church are being regenerated, they are introduced to the good of charity by means of the truth of faith. But when they have been introduced to the good which is of charity, the truths which are afterward born thence are called the truths of good. 2. But how the case is with what is contained in this verse cannot possibly be known, unless it is known how it is with the societies in heaven. For the consociations of the sons of Israel, according to tribes, families, and houses, represented these societies. With the societies in heaven, the case is this: the universal heaven is one society, which is ruled by the Lord as one man. The general societies, there are as many as are the members, the viscera, and the organs in man. But the specific societies are as many as are the little viscera contained within each viscus, member, and organ. And the particular societies are as many as in these little viscera, there are lesser parts constituting a greater one. That this is the case is plain from the correspondences of man, and of his members, organs, and viscera, with the grand man, that is, with heaven, which has been treated of from experience at the end of many chapters. From all this it can be seen how the case is with the distinctions of societies in heaven. 3. But with each society in particular the case is this: it consists of many angels who are in agreement in respect to goods. These goods are various, for each angel has his peculiar good, but these various concordant goods are disposed by the Lord into such a form that together they present one good. Such societies were represented by the houses of the fathers among the sons of Israel. This is the reason why the sons of Israel were distinguished not only into tribes, but also into families and houses, and when they are mentioned, that the names of their fathers in order even to the tribe are mentioned, as of the father of Samuel, that he was of Mount Ephraim, whose name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, 1 Sam. 1:1. Also of the father of Saul, that he was of Benjamin, whose name was Kish, the son of Abiel, the son of Zerah, the son of Becherath, the son of Aphiah, the son of a man, a Benjamite, 1 Sam. 9:1, and so of very many others. Such mention was made in order that in heaven might be known the quality of the good which, being successively derived from the first, was represented by the one spoken of. For moreover, in heaven the case is this: if a society is not complete, as it should be, there are then taken from elsewhere, from some neighboring society, as many as will fill up the form of that good, according to the necessity in each state, and its changes. For the form of the good varies as the state is changed, but be it further known that in the third or inmost heaven, which is next above the heaven where the spiritual are, for these constitute the middle or second heaven, innocence reigns, because the Lord, who is innocence itself, flows in immediately into that heaven. Whereas into the second heaven, where the spiritual are, the Lord flows in with innocence immediately, namely, through the third heaven. 5. This influx is that by which the societies in the second heaven are disposed or arranged in order according to their goods. And therefore the states of the good are changed according to the influx of innocence. And consequently the conjunctions of the societies there are varied. From all this, it can be seen how is to be understood that which is in this verse in the internal sense, namely, that if the particular good of anyone is not sufficient for the innocence, conjunction shall be effected with the nearest good of truth, in order that the good may be filled up, conformably to the innocence, from so many truths of good, according to the appropriation of the innocence. Asterisk, that is, the months were to be counted. Reviser. 7837. A lamb unblemished. That this signifies innocence unspotted is evident from the signification of a lamb as being innocence, and from the signification of unblemished as being without a spot, thus unspotted. It was to be without a blemish and unspotted, because in the spiritual world, every blemish signifies some falsity or evil. 7838. A male. That this signifies which is of the faith of charity is evident from the signification of a male as being the truth of faith, thus the faith of charity. For the truth of faith is not the truth of faith, unless it is together with the good of charity, and especially unless it is from it. The reason why the paschal animal was to be a male was that the paschal animal signified the innocence of those who were of the spiritual church, and they who are of the spiritual church are in no other good than that which in itself is the truth of faith. For this is called good when it is brought into act from the affection of charity. Hence it is that the animal was to be a male. In other cases in the sacrifices, female animals of the flock were employed, when worship from good was to be represented. 7839. A son of a year shall be for you. That this signifies a full state is evident from the signification of a son as being truth, and from the signification of a year as being an entire period from beginning to end, thus a full state. What a full state is must be stated. A state is called full when the good is such that there is not anything lacking for the reception of the influx of innocence. The truths of faith conjoined with the good of charity cause good to be such, for spiritual good receives its quality from the truths of faith. This is here meant by the full state, which is signified by the sun of a year. But the state is not full when truths have not as yet qualified good, so that this can receive the corresponding states of innocence. This state first becomes full when truths are regarded from good, and it is not yet full when good is regarded from truth. In this latter state are they who are being regenerated, but in the former are they who are regenerated. The former are in truth leading to good, but the latter are in truth which is from good, or the former are in obedience to truth, but the latter are in the affection of doing truth, and therefore the former are men of the external church, but the latter of the internal church. As by the sun of a year was signified a full state, therefore it was so many times commanded that a lamb or a kid, a son of a year, should be sacrificed, as in Exod 29:38, Lev 9:3-12, 6:14-10, 23:12, 18:19. Num. 6:12, 7:15, 87, 88, 15:27, 28:9, 11. And where the new temple is treated of in Ezekiel, the prince shall prepare a lamb, the son of its year, without blemish for a burnt offering unto Jehovah daily. Each morning shall he prepare it as ek. 46:13. Where by the new temple is meant the Lord's spiritual kingdom, by the prince, those who are in genuine truths and thence in good, by the burnt offering of a lamb, the worship of the Lord from the good of innocence, and by the son of a year, a full state. 7840. Ye shall take it from the lambs and from the she-goats, that this signifies the good of innocence exterior and interior, is evident from the signification of a lamb as being the good of innocence, and from the signification of a she-goat or kid as being the good of truth in which is innocence. What is meant by the interior and the exterior good of innocence shall be briefly told. In every good there must be innocence that it may be good. Without innocence good is as if without its soul, The reason is that the Lord flows in by means of innocence, and by means of it vivifies the good with those who are being regenerated. The good which innocence vivifies is internal and external. Internal good is with those who are called men of the internal church, but external good is with those who are men of the external church. Men of the internal church are they who have qualified their good by means of interior truths, such as are those of the internal sense of the word. But men of the external church are they who have qualified their good by means of exterior truths, such as are those of the literal sense of the word. Men of the internal church are they who do what is good to the neighbor from the affection of charity. But men of the external church are they who do it from obedience. Every man, while being regenerated, first becomes a man of the external church, and afterward a man of the internal church. They who are of the internal church are in intelligence and wisdom in advance of those who are of the external church, and are therefore more interiorly in heaven. From all this, it is now evident what the interior and exterior good of innocence are. Asterisk Latin capra, Hebrew es, a she-goat, the mother being taken for her little one. Both kids and she-goats signify the innocence of the external or natural man, thus the truth and the good of innocence. Reviser, 7841. And it shall be for you to be kept. That this signifies the time and state of initiation is evident from the signification of the 10th day from which the animal was to be kept until the 14th day, as being a state of initiation of the interiors. 7842. Even unto the 14th day of the month. That this signifies unto a holy state is evident from the signification of the 14th day as being a holy state. But 14 has the same signification as 7, for numbers multiplied have a like signification with the simple numbers. Hence it is that the Passover was to begin on the 14th day of the month, was to last 7 days, and was to cease on the 21st day, which day also signifies what is holy, because it arises from the multiplication of 3 into 7. Hence it was that on the first day of the Passover there was to be a holy convocation, and on the 21st day, a holy convocation, verse 16, 7843. And the whole congregation of the assemblage of Israel shall kill it. That this signifies preparation for the enjoyment by all in general who are of the spiritual church is evident from the signification of killing when said of the lamb or goat to be used for the Passover as being preparation for enjoyment, namely, of the good of innocence, which is signified by the lamb and the goat, and from the signification of the whole congregation of the assemblage of Israel, as being by all in general who are of the spiritual church. By the congregation of the assemblage are signified the truths of good which belong to those who are of that church, for congregation is predicated of truth, and assemblage of good. 7844. Between the two evenings, that this signifies the last state, and the first is evident from the signification of evening, as being a state of falsity, and also a state of ignorance of truth. For the shade of evening denotes falsity, and also ignorance of truth. For all the times of the day, like all the times of the year, in the spiritual sense, signify alternations of states in respect to truth and good. Their end and their beginning is evening. And therefore, when it is said, between the two evenings, all the states are involved. Here, therefore, by between the two evenings is signified the state of liberation of those who are in truth from good, and the state of damnation of those who are in falsity from evil, which states are signified by the departure of the sons of Israel out of Egypt, when the firstborn there were given up to death. That this is called evening is evident from these words in Moses: Thou shalt sacrifice the Passover in the evening, when the sun has gone down, at the set time of thy going out from Egypt. Deut. 16:6. 2. From all this, it is evident that the end of the state of infestations and the beginning of the state of liberation of those who are represented by the sons of Israel is meant by between the two evenings. With these, from this beginning, the state tends to morning, which is elevation into heaven. Moreover, by between the two evenings is meant the end of the state of infestations and the beginning of the state of damnation of those who are represented by the Egyptians. But the state of these latter tends to night, which is casting down into hell. The casting down of these latter into hell is represented by the immersion in the sea Suf. But the elevation of the former into heaven is represented by the introduction into the land of Canaan. Three in the word throughout mention is made of evening, and by it is signified the last time of the church, and also its first time. The last with those among whom the church is ceasing, and the first with those among whom it is beginning. For this reason, by evening is primarily signified the coming of the Lord. For then was the end of the former church and the beginning of a new church, the first state of which is also called evening, because the man of the church begins from obscure light and advances to clear light, which to him is morning. For that the coming of the Lord into the world is signified by evening and morning is evident in Daniel. I heard a holy one speaking, "How long is this vision, the continual sacrifice, and the transgression, the trampling on the holy thing, and on the army?" And he said unto me, "Even unto the evening, the morning, 2300. For then shall the holy thing be justified." That hereby evening is meant the last time, when the church was completely vastated, and the Lord came into the world. And by morning the light and the rising of a new church from him is evident. 5 In like manner in Zechariah, "There shall be one day which shall be known to Jehovah, not day nor night. For about the time of evening there shall be light," Zech 14:7. In Zephaniah, "Let there be at last a territory left for the house of Judah. They shall feed thereon. In the houses of Ashkelon they shall have quiet in the evening, when Jehovah their God shall visit them, and bring again their captivity," Zeph 2:7. Evening denotes the first state of the rising church. As evening signified the last state of the old church and the first of the new, it was therefore commanded that Aaron and his sons should make the lamp go up from evening, even unto morning before Jehovah exod. 27:20-21. 6. That evening denotes the last state of the church, when there is dense falsity because there is no faith, and dense evil because there is no charity, is plain in these passages. "Woe unto you, for the day goeth away, because the shadows of the evening are stretched out," Jer 6:4. "I spoke unto the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died," Ezek 24:18. Wife denotes the church. "In the morning it shall blossom, and it shall pass away. In the evening he shall cut it off. It shall wither peas." 90:6.